Our treaty is entitled From Lamb to Loving Sacrifice. We were just talking about Abraham. His grandson, Jacob, was given a new name by God, the name Israel. From Jacob's, or now Israel's, descendants came the nation of Israel. After his family went to Egypt because of a worldwide famine, they became enslaved there, and it lasted for hundreds of years. God then used the Exodus from Egypt 4 centuries later as yet another powerful illustration of the Savior, the Lamb of God. On the night before the Israelites were finally freed from their slavery in Egypt, God gave the following instructions to Moses, the leader of Israel. We read that together on the bottom of page 3 in your service folder. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take them from the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. Exodus 12, verses 1-3, 6-7, and then 12-13. You see, it was the blood of that lamb that was sacrificed in each Israelite house that night, which spared the family inside the house from the righteous wrath of God. Many centuries later, John the Baptist, the forerunner of the Messiah and a cousin of Jesus, pointed to Jesus as God's perfect sacrifice, whose perfect blood would cleanse the whole world from their sins. Recalling that final plague in Egypt and the blood of the Lamb by which God's people were saved from death, that first Passover, John now points to Jesus with these words.
John saw Jesus coming toward them and said,
look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John dressed chapter 1, verse 29.
Please join in singing then, All My Heart Again Rejoices. It's on page 4 in your service folder.